Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed the late-run Kenai River king salmon fishery last Sunday, which resulted in an automatic closure of the Eastside Set Net fishery under the paired restrictions within the late-run Kenai River king salmon plan, which recently was revisited last April by the Alaska Board of Fisheries. The fisheries will remain closed until the department can project to meet the late-run Kenai River king salmon goal. Brian Marston with the Division of Commercial Fisheries points to the regulation.
It's closed because of low king salmon abundance in the Kenai River, and the various management plan have triggers, and if the Kenai king salmon abundance is low, the east side set net fishery is closed. So the east side in totality is open early in the season. The early season starts in late June. The east side set net fishery has been closed around the 20th and as early as the 17th this year for the last 3 years in a row.
Marston addresses recent calls by some area groups to open the Eastside Set Net fishery.
We follow the management plans, and currently the management plans have closed them. You know, we do have a lot of sockeye in the district, and I see where that sentiment is coming from. They want to harvest the abundant sockeye, but currently the regulations limit the fisheries based on king salmon abundance.
In response, Ken Coleman, vice president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, one of the groups that called for the Eastside Set Net fishery to reopen, said,
"You might know that we've had a couple of years where we've been trying to get a proposal passed at the Alaska Board of Fish that would allow, in these circumstances, to have limited harvest opportunities. We've been unsuccessful in that, although there was some commiseration and some understanding during the last board hearing. It appeared that the board wanted to wait till the normal cooking cycle in 2024. That doesn't give us any relief."
In response to the closure, the Kenai City Council plans to hold a special public meeting to address the subject on Tuesday at 6 p.m. An Alaska Superior Court judge on Wednesday ruled in favor of Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson in a lawsuit against the Anchorage Assembly over whether or not the mayor had the right to remove the city's chief equity officer without consulting the Assembly, according to Judge Danny Crosby. AS 2020-79 subsection S is invalid because it conflicts with the charter provision granting the mayor removal power of municipal department heads, and the ordinance violates the separation of powers provisions on the charter. The lawsuit stemmed from the firing of Clifford Armstrong III, the city's first chief equity officer, in October 2021. Armstrong was appointed April 2021. The ordinance creating the position of chief equity officer stipulated that they only could be fired with the approval by the majority of the assembly. Assembly leadership argued Armstrong's firing wasn't valid. Mayor Bronson argued that as mayor, he has the authority to fire any position appointed by the mayor in accordance with municipal charter. The section of the city charter Bronson referred to states that any persons appointed by the mayor serve at the pleasure of the mayor. On the other hand, the Anchorage Assembly believed the section of the municipal code was higher in regard to the chief equity officer position, stating that the person may be dismissed by the mayor only for cause shown and only with the concurrence of the majority of the assembly. After his firing, Armstrong filed a lawsuit against the city, which already has been settled, by the way. In a Thursday night press release, Bronson applauded the court's decision, saying, in short, "The ordinance the assembly passed is a violation of my authority and executive powers." Meanwhile, Anchorage Assembly Acting Chair Chris Constant spoke to Alaska's news source Thursday night regarding the ruling, saying, quote, "It wasn't the ruling we had aimed for, but practically, if you read the ruling, it's very narrow."
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.